Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The snowstorm that moved across northern Minnesota last night and early this morning is winding down. National Weather Service meteorologist Lee Britt in Duluth says there is still a lot of wraparound moisture.
We've seen some snowfall rates of maybe half an inch to three quarters of an inch an hour. That band of snow we saw move through last night was producing like 2 to 2.5 inch per hour rates. Don't have a lot of snow totals in yet. Here at the office, though, our snow total is around 8 inches.
Britt says Moose Lake also reports 8 inches, and about 2 inches has fallen in Chisago County. There are strong wind gusts statewide this morning. Minnesota lawmakers could soon get more information from the Optum report, which was used to uncover fraud in the 14 highest risk areas of Medicaid services, but you may not see it. The House passed a bill to provide full transparency to themselves. Republican Representative Drew Roach of Farmington voted no.
And so I am vehemently against this. This is a taxpayer-funded report that the taxpayers should be able to see.
GOP floor leader Harry Niska voted yes.
We can't fix vulnerabilities we're not allowed to see, and that's why this report should have never been redacted in the first place. The Walz administration commissioned it, used its findings to inform proposals to rein in fraud, and then denied us, the lawmakers, access to the full report.
The bill passed and is now headed to the Minnesota Senate. And the Minnesota Senate Judiciary Committee is discussing 18 bills this morning, and most of them are anti-gun violence prevention legislation. It includes a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. Testifiers are expected to include shooting victims' families, gun violence prevention groups, and those who defend the rights to carry guns. A rally is planned inside the state capitol featuring parents of Annunciation Catholic school children. Former Arizona Cardinals Pro Bowl quarterback Kyler Murray is now a Minnesota Viking. The team introduced 28-year-old Murray Thursday afternoon in Eagan.
Like I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. You know, I look forward to coming in and competing, getting to learn the offense, getting to be with Coach O'Connell. Obviously, he's had a lot of success. And again, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to come in here and compete.
Murray says he doesn't expect to be named the Vikings' starting quarterback. He says he's been a Minnesota Vikings fan since he was 7 years old. And the Minnesota Wild fell to the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2 in a shootout last night in St. Paul. Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov scored Minnesota's goals. The Flyers' Travis Konecny scored the only shootout goal for the win. The Wild earned 1 point and are 1-0-1 to open their four-game homestand. The Rangers come to Grand Casino Arena on Saturday, and the homestand wraps up Sunday against the Maple Leafs. This is MNN.